Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All right, that is your big part during this next song. Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a couple more people in there. All right, so I don't want to offend anybody or get anybody upset, but when you're singing this with me, you can't do this and you can't sing along, clap along like a typical country white church would, okay? Because this is jazz, so you kind of find that groove in there and sing along. Okay, don't ever do that again. So, all right, so if we're going to do this song and do it the right way, how about everyone open your feet, put your hands together? Let's have some fun. Hey. Come on! But as soon as you started singing, 95% of you stopped clapping, all right? That is a sign of a true country white church right there, all right? So for the second part of the song, let's try to do both at the same time, all right? Here we go. What I'm doing when I pick on somebody is I'm assuring that, aww, she kissed you for that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Did I? We're good. We're good. You're a lot bigger than I am, so we're good. But you know, what I'm doing when I pick on somebody is I am assuring that no one for the next 20-some minutes is going to get up and go to the bathroom during the service. I guarantee that, because everyone knows I'm going to say something about it. But anyways, I want to do something real special for you right now. I don't get the opportunity to do it all the time when I travel, because most of the time that I'm on the road, I'm on the road by myself, but when I'm close to home and I get the opportunity to have my son out with me, I always bring him up to do a song. So hope you guys enjoy this next song with Chase and I. As a dad to embarrass my kids as much as I possibly can. I enjoy that, and I really do. So my youngest, she does everything she can to try to avoid putting herself in situations where I can embarrass her. It's awesome. But anyways, Chase, he's good. He's been doing this with me for years and years now. But when he first started playing with me, you know, he would play really well, but he was just so stiff, you know, up in the platform, like it was all like robot kind of moves, and so I was always trying to get him to loosen up and everything, and you know, I'd like play cross-eyed, trying to get him to, you know, lighten up, or you know, switch hands and hide my fingers so he couldn't see what I was playing, and always trying to get him to crack up, and I always struggled, but it was probably, he hasn't had, you know, stage issues for a long time, but probably about a year ago now. It was about a year ago, right? Oh yeah, you won't ever admit to it. But it was about a year ago. We were off somewhere, and I was thinking to myself, you know, how can I get him just to crack up just a little bit today? And I'm looking, and all of a sudden, I saw it, and he saw where my eyes went, and he just got all red. His zipper was halfway down, like, and he knew it as soon as I went like, whoa, like that, and he started laughing, and it was a great son and father moment that we had in front of several hundred people. So I definitely enjoy getting him to crack up a little bit, and all of my kids. You know, my kids have gotten to a point now where they'll say, you can't embarrass us anymore, and probably in their head, that's like, okay, Dad, stop. But in my head, that's like, I need to kick it up a couple of notches. You know what I mean? So, anyways, I get the opportunity to travel all over the world, and God opens up different doors for our ministry all the time, and it's awesome. But there's one place that I get to travel to and play every year, and that's at the National Bible Quiz. So the National Bible Quiz, it's in different places every year. The last year and this year, it's in Wisconsin. You got to say it right, because if you say Wisconsin like normal people do, they'll correct you and say, no, it's Wisconsin. You got to get that in your back of your throat to say it right. But anyways, so I enjoy doing that. So I get to play like a song or two each day, and then I do a concert at the end of the week, and the week starts off probably with, I don't know, 2,300 kids, and then as teams lose, they go home, and then at the end of the week for the main championship quiz, there's you know, grandparents and parents and everybody comes in, so there's tons of people. But I not only play during the day and then the concert in the night, but I also do the morning devotions. So I love doing the morning devotions. I do. Like, it's fun. But, you know, morning devotions are about 7 o'clock in the morning. And these kids, some of these kids have been up late, you know, studying, practicing for the next day. And you can tell when they come in, they're just not all there. So I like to be, I don't want to be that guy who does the devotions that everyone walks out and is like, what? What did he say? I don't remember what he said. Maybe it was good. I don't know. So I don't want to be that guy. So I always like to, with them, I always like to push the envelope a little bit, you know? And I don't mean this in any kind of criticism. Please do not think that this is any kind of criticism. But most of the kids that participate in the Bible quiz, they're different kids. They're just different kids. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. But jokes that normally would go well in a youth event that I would do would not go well there. Okay? And it's just a different breed of kids. So again, I like to make sure that I just kind of stretch it a little bit so they remember what I talk about. So this last year, I did devotions Monday and Tuesday, and then at the end of my Tuesday devotion, I said, I can't wait until tomorrow's devotion in the morning, because I am going to talk about the greatest butt in human history. I mean, I like big butts, and this is just the best butt ever. And, you know, when I said I like big butts, some of the faces said enough. But between the moment of me saying that and the next morning, I probably had, no joke, I probably had 200, 250 people stop me in the hallway and just like, you can't talk about that. How dare you? And I played the innocent role. I was like, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, you thought I meant that. Oh, no, I didn't. You know, I did. But so, you know, it was funny. But my devotions were this. So the Bible is supposed to be the encouraging word of God, right?
Right.
And that, okay. You tell me if this encourages you this morning. There was no one righteous, not even one. There was no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their way, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before them. It's not very encouraging, is it? The one that really gets me, all have turned away, they have all together become worthless. It's not very encouraging at all. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that, what I just read, that is the world. That's the world. But in every translation that I ever checked out, in every translation, in all of the translations I have at home, whatever, I looked it up in all of them. And after that passage comes the greatest but in human history. Because right after all of that stuff that I just read, it says, but, now a righteousness from God has been made known. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Same person that clapped about the jazz stuff, so that's kind of cool. But, ladies and gentlemen, nowadays, you know, the world, I don't know. Everybody has to be politically correct when they talk nowadays. You can't say this because if you say this, you're going to offend this person. And if you're gonna talk about that, you need to kind of sugarcoat it a little bit and not just say it right out. And you know, you certainly can't say that around this group of people, or you can't do that around this group of people. The world is so politically correct. The message of anything nowadays gets so warped, doesn't it? I am here to tell you this morning, and I could care less if you don't think I'm politically correct or not, but I am here this morning to tell you that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And without that greatest but in human history in your life, faith in Jesus Christ, without faith in Jesus Christ, you have absolutely no hope to go to heaven and spend eternity in heaven. There is no gray area. There's no maybe possibility this way or that way. There's a heaven, there is a hell. There is one way and only one way to get to heaven, and that is through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because without it, we are just like the rest of the world. We are altogether worthless. But when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, we begin a relationship with Christ that takes that worthlessness and gives us hope and gives us a future, not only in this world but in eternity. I am here this morning not to joke around with you guys and not to play my trumpets or anything like that. To be honest with you, I don't even consider myself a trumpet player, and that may seem a little bit weird to some of you guys, but I consider myself a messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And those trumpets right there are the tools that I use to spread that message. This morning, if you are here and you've never begun a relationship with Christ, I want you to talk to me afterwards, talk to Pastor afterwards, but don't leave here this morning without talking to somebody about how you can begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's much more important you talk to one of us than it is to leave and get home before the storm or be the first one at the restaurant you're going to or anything like that. Please do not let this opportunity pass you by. The world nowadays seems to think that there's so many different ways that it can reach God, but there isn't. There's only one way, and that is in Christ, and in Christ alone.
Feel like I've been to church this morning. A jazzy church, but a good church. I told you last week about Chiz coming and for you to do your utmost best for a love offering this morning. If our ushers will come, we will give you that opportunity. And the video that was selected for us this morning for this love offering is a Southern artist. Josh Turner is his name. Does that ring a bell to anybody? And I just, from as soon as I stood up, I've lost. Oh, The Way He Was Raised. Is that the title of the song? Look in your bulletin, if you will, somebody. The Way He Was Raised? How He Was Raised. And I want you to pay close attention to it. It's a new song to you, I think. But so we've gone from traditional church hymn music to jazz church hymn music to now a Southern gospel slow How He Was Raised song that you may not understand who this is about until the very end. Would you bow your heads together? It is great, Lord, to be in your house again this morning. Thank you for the medium of music, whether it's our voices, a piano, an organ, or a trumpet, or a full orchestration background. When we exercise our voices in praise to you, it means much to us. And according to your scripture, Lord, you take joy in it. Accept, Lord, our praise. And, Lord, bless this offering, we pray, for the ministry of Chiz and his family. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
He always wore those worn-out flip-flops, spent hours in his daddy's workshop. He loved being on the water, fishing with his friends. He always listened to the old folks when they tell stories and crack jokes. Didn't talk back to his mama when she got on to him. Just the way he was raised, had to finish all his chores before he could go outside and play. They always went to church, that's where he learned how to pray. And that's just the way he was raised. His hair out when he got older, grew it clear down to his shoulders, started hanging with the outcast when he went off to town. Some called him a troublemaker, even some said a lawbreaker. No matter how they talked about him, he never put nobody down. 'Cause that's just the way he was raised. When people start to gossip, just walk away. just the way he was raised. There's no way we can measure the sacrifice he made. He knew he had to die for our debt to be paid. Oh, that's just the way he was raised. It took the hand of God to roll the stone away. And that's just the way he was raised. Yeah, that's just the way he was raised.
Humor in absolutely everything. I really do. The lyrics, got done with his chores for he, I mean, not even before, it was for. Did anyone notice that? Anyone catch
sure,
that?
Sure, that's the way you talk.
That's the way you talk? Okay. I sorry, but I didn't know that for I got here. Maybe my message didn't get to you. Probably. Anyways, okay, so have time to do one more song for you guys. And thank you so much for having us here this morning. We had a good time, and hopefully I can come back and play for you again sometime. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Say three people. All right, so before the service started, I asked Pastor, I said, you know, what style of music would be best for me to play for you guys this morning? And he said some heavy metal and rap, and I don't think I'm going to get to that this morning, but... like I said, I have time to do one more song, and I know no other way, no better way to end my time with you guys than to play one of my favorite hymns of all times, done in my favorite style, because it was with my son. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you, Chiz. Thank you, Chase. Let's just call him Chiz. Right? That's the blending of both names. You've had great messages this morning in song and in devotions, haven't you? Can you name them all? Victory in Jesus. Someone say amen. Holy, holy, holy. Someone say that's true. Nothing but the blood. Blessed be your name. Wonderful song. And then our devotion that heaven and hell, the only two choices, and there's only one way to reach heaven, that's through God, in Christ alone. And then blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. One final commercial this morning before you head home. Inside your worship folder, there's two pieces of paper. Take the one that's stiffer, would you? The thick one. I don't remember, I didn't go back to my notes to count how many years we've been a part of this ministry called One Call Now. It is a product that we purchase every year. And when we first purchased it, we only had 75 names that we could put in that list. And at the very beginning, it was difficult for us to get all 75 because we just didn't have that many people involved in it. It was new to us. Since then, we have maxed out. We've had to turn people away because of we've maxed out the 75. In a couple of weeks, I'll be going to the church board with a new pricing opportunity for the One Call Now to go to 100 phone numbers if we should need it. And that's where you come in. On the front side where it says One Call Now at the top, look down at the bottom. There are at least 11 or 12 categories of which the office, that's our house at the parsonage, seeks to divide all the phone numbers that you are encouraged to add. First of all, there's just general news and messages. That's the category number one. And if you'd like to put your number and your cell phone number and your home landline, whatever number, if you'd like the general news that just happens, it's not, we don't fill up your phone answer machine by any means, but there are some times we need to just get some information to the whole church the quickest way. And this is a good way. If you would allow us to use your number for that, we will not sell your number, though I've tried so many times. That's not true. And if you'd like to say yes, just put me on that list there. Then underneath the categories, place 00. You follow me? And then if you're part of our prayer team, and that means when a phone call comes in that says we're requesting prayer for this family or this situation, it's an emergency, it's something that needs to be taken to the Lord, and you promise and you guarantee that you would, as soon as you can when you hang up the phone, go to the Lord in prayer. You may be with a family member, you may be with a coworker at work who's a believer. You're welcome to do that there. If you would like to be a part of the prayer team, put down in addition to 00, put down 01. If you're part of the Awana family, you've got a child or a grandchild in Awana, and if our leader needs to get a hold of the people in Awana, place that contact there. If you are an Awana leader, same thing. If you're part of the men's ministry and Jim needs to get a hold of just the guys about the retreat or about something coming up and you'd like to be on that, you see the 04, put that on the category. Same thing for the ladies' ministry and the youth ministry. If you're part of our Sunday school and you're a leader in the Sunday school, you're a teacher, you're an assistant teacher, you're a secretary, place that number by your name as well. If you are part of the class here in the sanctuary where Bob is the teacher and there's a situation that Bob might need to get a hold of all the members just of the class, place that name there in the category. The same for Herb's class in the fellowship hall. If you are part of the local board administration, you don't have to do anything. I'll put your name there myself, your number, because there are times that we just need to do something with the board and get that information out. And then there's the last one that I have right now, the Christian Education Committee, and we will send notes to that group whenever we're having a major decision to make or a meeting there. It is a complete voluntary thing on your part. But this is the first update that we've really done officially. And if you've got several phone numbers, a home, a work, or a cell, or just one, put that on the type there. You see the sample that's written in blue. If there are multiple family members in your family that need to be on the list also, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 more opportunities on the back. Simply follow the instructions in the same manner and get that to me as soon as you can, because we do have a board meeting next Tuesday evening, and I will be taking this information from today and next Sunday to see whether we need to go past the 75 and go up into the 100 phone number range. It does cost us a little more, but I found out a way that we don't have to have such a great increase in numbers, and I'll explain that to the board when we get to there. It's been a good morning, hasn't it? I'm glad that you've been here, and I'm glad the presence of the Lord has been here as well. Would you stand with us as we dismiss? Heavenly Father, we have sensed your presence here this morning. We thank you for the word that never changes. It is as solid today as it was when you first spoke it into existence. Holy men of old, the Bible says, wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. May we be people of one book. May we be people of one Savior. May we be people with one focus. And that is this week to influence someone toward this marvelous grace found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Protect us, Lord, through whatever kind of storm may sweep by us or dump on us today. You're in charge, and we'll simply enjoy and smile, but protect us, Lord, we pray. Dismiss us now with your presence, we ask, and go with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, Chiz and Chase, I think, are going to be in the foyer. If you want to take some of that music home with you, I think there's a way that you can this morning talk with them in the foyer.